He has covered the NFL since 1999, and he is in his 11th season covering the Broncos. He writes and analyzes for DenverBroncos.com and contributes to 850 KOA Radio. He has written for The Sporting News, CBSSports.com, and The New York Times, and recently wrote a book titled Tales from the Broncos Sideline. The only thing he eats for breakfast is a single crushed orange. His name is Andrew Mason, and it is time to face the mace.
Hi, I'm Brad Post, and welcome to Face the Mace, the trivia game that's sweeping the country, Broncos country. Now, we've invited self-proclaimed Broncos trivia nuts to come and face off against Andrew Mason, the Broncos independent analyst, in a trivia game. Now, the Mace is an amazing encyclopedia of Broncos trivia, and these questions are going to be hard, so can anyone take down Andrew? We're going to find out on Face the Mace. All right, now it's time to meet our contestant. Well, welcome our contestant today. His name is Clint Daly. He's from Aurora. Says he's been a lifelong fan since 1972, and he also just read Andrew's book, which is titled Broncos Stories from the Sideline, and he called it a great read. Is that true?
It was excellent. I enjoyed it very much.
Very nice. Well, I haven't read it myself. Maybe I will. All right, Clint, you know how it goes. I'm going to ask you 10 questions about the Broncos. I'm going to ask Mace the same 10 questions, but he cannot hear us because he's probably listening to the Mary Poppins soundtrack or something similar.
Sure.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's time to face the Mace. Who was the only Bronco ever drafted from Kutztown University?
John Mobley.
Correct. This member of the Orange Crush defense has had illustrious TV career with ESPN since 1987.
Tom Jackson.
Correct. What is the birthplace of Orlando Franklin?
Miami, Florida.
Not bad. This is a tough one. He went to school in Miami. He is actually raised in Canada, but he was born in Kingston, Jamaica. Who was the first principal owner of the Denver Broncos?
First principal owner, I will go... I'll go Bob Housen.
Correct. Paid off. Name the five Denver Broncos players with the double-digit touchdowns in 2013.
Double-digit touchdowns. Let's go Demaryius Thomas.
Correct.
Let's go Knowshon Moreno.
Correct.
Let's go Julius Thomas.
Correct.
You said five?
Correct.
Let's go Wes Welker.
Correct.
And let's go...
It's hard for me because I want to give you clues.
Eric Decker.
Ah, see, that was, I was like, he's not on the team this year. All correct. Well done. Name Goose Gonsolin's first real name.
Austin.
Correct. This Denver Broncos tight end was a four-time Pro Bowler in his 12-year career with the Denver Broncos from 72 to 83.
I think Riley Odoms.
Correct. This current Denver Broncos player... has a father who served as a punter for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I gotta go Britton Colquitt, I don't know.
Correct, from the punting Colquitts. What was the first season the Denver Broncos started wearing their current uniform?
Okay, current emblem, let's go 1997.
Correct. What Denver Broncos center had the longest tenure at center for John Elway?
I'm going to say Billy Bryan.
Correct. Wow. You did really well. That was nine. So you only missed one. Amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm flabbergasted. I think Mace is going to have a tough time. There's a couple of questions in here that he may not know. I think he knows the Orlando one. I'd be surprised if he knew the Mobley one. So there could be a swap there. It could be a tie, but there's another couple in there that could be tough. So thank you for coming out. Stick around, and we'll see how you do against
Thank
Mace.
You.
You bet.
Thanks.
All right, now it's time to bring in Mace. Okay, Mace, you're back. We've got a new contestant. There's just one this time, and he's not a beautiful woman. So I don't know. That didn't seem to affect you too much before, but what were you listening to while he was answering questions?
It was the play-by-play of the 1977 AFC Championship game.
Sounds like good listening. Okay, so obviously you know how it goes. He answered some. You're going to answer these. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, it's time to face the maze. Who was the only Bronco ever drafted from Kutztown University?
John Mobley.
Correct. This member of the Orange Crush defense has had an illustrious TV career with ESPN since 1987.
Tom Jackson.
Correct. What is the birthplace of Orlando Franklin?
Toronto.
Not right. Kingston, Jamaica. Who was the first principal owner of the Denver Broncos?
Bob Houseman.
Correct. Name the five Denver Broncos players with double-digit touchdowns in 2013.
Eric Decker.
Correct.
No, Sean Moreno.
Correct.
Julius Thomas.
Correct.
Demaryius Thomas.
Correct.
Wes Welker.
Correct. Name Goose Gonsolin's real first name.
Austin.
Correct. This Denver Broncos tight end was a four-time Pro Bowler in his 12-year career with the Denver Broncos from 1972 to 1983.
Riley Odoms.
Correct. This current Denver Broncos player has a father who served as a punter for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Britton Colquitt.
Correct. What was the first season of the Denver Broncos started wearing their current uniform? And we're talking about the logo, the current logo.
Oh, the current logo. 1997, because I was thinking the current orange uniform, obviously.
Right. But okay. You are correct. You got it right. What Denver Broncos center had the longest tenure at center for John Elway?
Keith Kartz.
That's not right. Billy Bryant. So you got 8. Clint, who was the competitor, got 9. So you have been beaten. How do you feel about that? This is the first time.
I'm humiliated.
I wouldn't say humiliated. He beat you by 1.
But I'm mad at myself for missing the Orlando Franklin question. Okay. I know he's fried. I grew up in Toronto. But...
Okay, we're going to bring in Clint. Come on in. Mace, this is Clint. He's from Aurora, and he is the first person to beat Mace on Face the Mace. Mace has got a little gift for him. Mace, why don't you tell him what it is?
It's a DeMarcus Ware football signed by number 94 himself. And the interesting thing is I was talking to him before the show, and I said, you know, I grew up in Tampa, so it's going to be someone who spent their entire life and was following the Broncos in the 80s and 90s when I was obsessed with the Buccaneers that was going to beat me. So congratulations.
Well, all right. Well done. I appreciate that. All right, so here we have it, the first winner, or I should say the first contestant to beat Andrew Mason on Face the Mace. Can someone else do it? Are you the person? We're going to find out on the next Face the Mace.